Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Nongard with SubliminalScience.com, and I call this the ultimate hypnosis session because the goal is to learn to experience deep states of relaxation and to intentionally address each of our five senses. Rather than focus on one technique of visualization or simply auditory affirmation, it combines these learning styles and it allows you to develop acuity in each one of these five areas. Additionally, it's structured in a way that any suggestions you have for yourself, such as those in the areas of health or habits or personal improvement, will easily be accessed by the subconscious mind. Even multiple goals can be addressed by participants in the session. The goal of this session is for you to listen and relax rather than to think and take action. Often in self-hypnosis, we overlook the value in using guided self-hypnosis to passively enjoy the hypnotic experience. The script is designed to let you do just that. And the easiest way for you to do this is to set aside some time to listen to this recording, and so find a comfortable place where you can relax, turn off the phone, close any windows on your computer that might be prone to making noises, and find a comfortable chair where you can sit and listen to this recording. Now, take in a breath. Just breathe. Breathe in and breathe out. And as you breathe in and breathe out, go ahead and close the eyes down. As you breathe in and breathe out, pay attention to the breath. Let the breath become your focal point. We're not doing breath exercises here, so you don't have to speed up or slow down the breath. Just pay attention to it. And scan your body. And notice anywhere you're carrying the tension of the day in any of the muscles, and let that tension disappear. Drop your shoulders a little bit and unclench the jaw. You can even drop the chin towards the chest a little bit if you'd like. And although these things help you to relax, at no time are you going to be asleep. Instead, you'll simply be deeply relaxed, learning new skills and new strategies. As you pay attention to your breath, you'll probably notice that your breathing has already become smooth and rhythmic without any effort on your part. Your heart rate has probably even slowed a little bit, becoming calm and regular. And as you continue to breathe in, relax the muscles of your brow, the muscles of the jaw, and the muscles of the neck and shoulders, and just continue to breathe. It feels pretty relaxing, doesn't it? Now go ahead and open your eyes for a moment. Open your eyes. Just for a moment, and check in with yourself. Ask yourself, am I a little more relaxed and calm now than I was just a moment ago? You can even ask yourself, do I feel more creative or more intuitive or even just better? It's pretty amazing how we can create a new state so rapidly just by closing the eyes, letting the tension go, and letting some muscles relax. Go ahead and close your eyes down now, one more time. And breathe in and breathe out, bringing yourself to that point of relaxation where you were just a moment ago. Maybe even noticing yourself doubling that sensation of relaxation with each breath. Notice your arms becoming relaxed and heavy from the relaxation, and the loosening of muscles in the back and belly. Even the muscles in the buttocks and thighs. And as you breathe in and breathe out, bring your attention in this moment to your hands. Notice how you can relax the little tiny muscles of the hands, the palm, the back of the hands, and even the little tiny muscles of the fingers. Let those hands relax and be completely supported by the armrest of your chair or on your thighs. And when they're completely relaxed, you'll find that the relaxation causes you to become aware of a sense of heaviness. Think of the word heavy for a moment. Think of your hands. Say to yourself, my hands are heavy. My hands are heavy. And really notice how heavy your hands have become. Now breathe in and breathe out. And think of the word warmth. Think of the word warmth like that which might come from the sun, or warmth like that which might come from inside of the body. As you focus on your hands, continue thinking of the word warmth. As you think of the word warmth, you can notice a sense of warmth and heaviness in the hands and say to yourself, my hands are warm. My hands are warm. My hands are warm. Notice that feeling of warmth that comes from inside, or that can be felt on the back of your hands as they rest. As your body relaxes, your legs, your thighs, your calves, your shins, even your feet can relax. Even the little tiny muscles of the toes can relax. You can notice that sense of heaviness in your feet and in the muscles of your toes. Think of that word heavy and say to yourself, my feet are heavy, my feet are heavy. And think of the word warmth and say to yourself, my feet are warm and heavy. My feet are warm and heavy. It's amazing how we can actually create a sensation of warmth and heaviness even though we haven't placed a weight on our hands or our feet or adjusted the thermostat in the room where we are. As you breathe in and breathe out, notice the heart rate is calm and regular and the breath is smooth and rhythmic. The lesson here is that you can create any sensation or thought or experience that's valuable to you. Here you created warmth and heaviness. But if you can create warmth and heaviness, what else can you create? Love, healing, change, calmness, energy, prosperity. I don't know what's most important for you to create in this time that you've set aside to listen to this recording. Maybe your conscious mind isn't even aware of what's most important to you. But a part of you, that subconscious mind, that intuitive, creative part of the mind, that spirit knows exactly what's most important for you to create today. So whatever that thought or feeling or experience is, be it known or unknown to your conscious mind, it is a part of your subconscious awareness. And so, as you continue to relax, breathing in and out, know that by setting aside this time for your own well-being, you will manifest that which is most important to you today. Now notice how you feel physically. Notice the feeling of heaviness in the muscles as they relax. Notice the sense of heaviness in the eyelids and the weight of your resting hands. You feel so deeply relaxed and heavy that even though your mind knows you could move them if you wanted to, moving them isn't something you care to do right now. You're enjoying this stillness, if even for a brief moment in a busy day. In this deep state of relaxation, access the creative part of the mind, and you can imagine the stressed version of you or the unwell version of you being able to relax. And if you can imagine this version of you, you can also imagine a new you, a courageous you, composed in that part of the mind where creativity is created and where learning exists. And we're going to call this the courageous you. And allow this new version of you, the courageous version of you, to create a sense of lightness. It's lightness that transcends any stress or any illness or anything either known or unknown that has been holding you back, and it's a lightness that feels as if it can rise above you. Feel that creative and courageous you now, the part of you that knows it has the ability intuitively to handle any situation or heal anything or create magnificence in any area of life. Let that feeling of lightness begin to float out of you and above you, and it is as if it's found a new way to rise above any stress. And so as you relax and float, allow that creative part of your mind to continue imagining the real you, the creative and courageous you, rising above all stress. You can even travel high up and far away to see yourself transcending both the place where you are and any time constraints imposed by that which may have held you back. And in this place, this time, allow yourself to enjoy the feeling of being beyond any limitations or deadlines or stress or diagnosis. Just feel the sensation of serenity and peace and freedom that you've created. You can let your mind drift, dream, and float, becoming detached from any worldly stress and rise above this place to a higher place where your higher self can truly transcend any limitations and your internal strengths that are deep within you can be brought to the forefront of the mind. Pay attention to your feelings of confidence, freedom, joy, love, forgiveness. These, by the way, aren't states that I've created, but states that you've created by simply taking a moment for yourself to set aside stress and to tap into your inner resources. It feels good to tap into these inner resources and to confidently know that they can be accessed at any time. And unite that higher self, the courageous self, with the old self, just like a soap bubble gently floating to its relaxed spot. Allow that lighter, higher self to drift back into an awareness of your relaxed and heavy body. You realize that while this mental exercise has been an interesting experience, you always carry the ability to feel and see beyond limitation. And so as I count backwards from 5 to 1, deepen your hypnotic state. 5, 4. 3, 2, 1, 0. Let yourself relax completely. 3, 2, 1, 0. And as you breathe in and breathe out, use the awareness of all 5 of your senses to enjoy this moment of creativity that you've created. In your own mind, create an image of that which represents transcending any stress, maybe floating above yourself or a beautiful place. Hear in your own mind the words that you can tell yourself that you need to hear. Any affirmation at this moment that's of value to you. As you breathe in and breathe out, notice the scent of success, the experience of freedom. Notice how good it feels to relax the mouth where we taste. Knowing that the taste of life from this point forward will be one of confidence and one of wellness. And of course, as you're aware of the sensations of warmth or heaviness, the tactile feelings of the floor below your feet and your hands on the leather of the chair or on the fabric of your slacks. Recognize that all five of your senses comprise all of your experiences. And allow yourself to relax even further. 3, 2, 1, 0. And over the next moment, I'm going to guide you through one more process, the process of dissociating from here to there. So often when we find ourselves in various situations in life, we imagine that there is better than here. Milton Erickson called this the nowhere technique, and as you relax, you can recognize that a part of you is here. You can feel the surface below you while having your eyes closed and your mind relaxed. You can also see that part of you that's drifting away, and drift to a place that is really nowhere. In fact, drift to a place we call the middle of nowhere. You can let your mind drift, and you can meet me in this place, which is a place that has no time, a place that has no place in the middle of nowhere. It is a place that has just these words in your awareness, a place that is neither here nor there, just a place of your own creation. And in the middle of nowhere, there's no awareness of pain, just an awareness of nothingness. Here in the middle of nowhere, nothingness is just fine. There's nothing to be and nothing to feel. In fact, no feelings to feel in the middle of nowhere. But it's here that you can identify that which is most important to you. It is a still place where you can identify a state of healing or a state of change or a state of empowerment or prosperity. And it's here that you can release now and forevermore anything either known or unknown to you that was once keeping you from experiencing that which is most important to you. So now in this deep state of hypnosis, take some time to reward yourself with a few more moments of tranquility, having met your needs today in this creative time that you've set aside for yourself. Without my voice, listening instead to your own inner voice, tell yourself what it is that you need to hear, that you are loved, that you are whole, that you can regenerate, and that you are well. In a moment, I'm going to have you open your eyes. But before you open your eyes, congratulate yourself for setting aside the time to enjoy this experience, to learn something new, and to step into a new abundance in the new year. And now breathe in again. Pay attention to the breath, what it's like to breathe the air deep into the lungs and to exhale. Let it bring energy to every cell of the body. Take in another breath. Notice a lightness in your muscles. You can move your feet. You can move your hands. Begin to feel re-energized. And take in another breath, breathing in deeply and oxygenating every cell of the body. And when I count to three, open your eyes, ready for the rest of the day and to enjoy the benefits of the work that you've done in this session. 1, 2, 3. Opening the eyes, feeling fantastic.